This is the Kitchen and Bathroom Design Podcast from Taylist Media in association with KBB Birmingham 2020.
Welcome to the Kitchen and Bathroom Design Podcast. I'm Managing Editor Andy Davis and we're live at the KBB show here at the NEC. Woo! Joining me are the Supremes, to my Diana Ross.
Elspeth Pridham, Editor of Studio Magazine.
I'm Lindsay Blair and I'm the Editor of Kitchens, Bedrooms and Bathrooms Magazine.
And Rebecca Nottingham, the Editor of KBB Review Magazine.
Today we're going to talk about something that comes up again and again in kitchen and bathroom design briefs, and that's the wow factor. And the whole point we're going to talk about it is that it's an incredibly vague and non-committal thing. So we thought we'd try and get to the bottom of it a little bit and try and talk a little bit about why this comes up again and again and again. So, can you define it? Can you measure it? Or is the whole point that it's all in the eye of the beholder? But before we start that, it's the first day of the KBB show, so I thought it was worth just spending a couple of minutes seeing how it's all gone and if you've seen anything particularly good at the show so far. So Elspeth, I'm going to start at the end.
Okay. The very first stand I went on was Virtual Worlds, which I've not been on before. If you haven't been on it, you basically wear your headset and you go inside a kitchen. And Nathan McLean, who's the managing director there, so I'm reading notes because I wrote down what he said because I thought it's quite interesting. He said mostly when you go in a kitchen showroom and they show you the designs just on a laptop, they're showing you a postcard, whereas we take you on the holiday. And I thought that was a really good way of putting it because it's so immersive. You know, it really does give you that wow factor.
That's exactly what I said.
You've done it already.
Yeah. I know, I've done it already. So you go in there, you really felt it, and obviously it wasn't my kitchen, but if it had been your kitchen design, you're walking around, you're opening the doors. The only slightly odd thing was, at first, I was very static, and he said, oh, use your hands. So I was using my hands, but they hadn't swapped the virtual image over, so I put my hands up, and I had these great big male hairy hands, and I thought I'd sort of turned into a werewolf. But otherwise, it was, I really enjoyed that. I thought
yeah.
It
was quite impressive. A lot of the cat companies have that VR thing, and they've shown it on some of their stands here. It's very interesting to see whether or not that carries on going the way it's going.
Yeah.
Because if it does, if the momentum of that carries on that far, that's going to be how all kitchens are.
Oh, it's going to be game changer.
Absolutely. Well, he's so confident at the moment. They've got this thing that he says he's really confident that in a year, if it doesn't increase your sales by 30%, then you get 100% of your money back. He so completely believes in it, and certainly was very impressive. And then the other stand I really liked was Scavolini, which is beautiful Italian kitchens, and they were launching the Mia kitchen, which is a collaboration with Chef Carlo. I've written it down. It's written as Cracco, but I think that's not an Italian pronunciation.
Can't you put it into an Italian
Graccio
accent? Oh, that's better.
Graccio. And it's a combination of professional elements. So they've got stainless steel worktops. They've also got a heat lamp. So, you know, when you've cooked your food, you can say, chef, you know, it's under the heat lamp. Lots of open shelves for herbs and bits and pieces. But then also glass-fronted and mirror-fronted cabinets, which I think would really take that kitchen into an open-plan living area. You know, you could really spread that. It's just a beautiful kitchen, so that's on the Scavolini stand.
Following on from that, I went to Pronorm and Rotpunkt, and what I picked up on there were a specific trend in kitchen design. So at the minute, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, kitchens with open shelving, and they might have decorative bowls or, you know, your best cookware on there, and it's much more visual. But the next step, which I saw in these two stands, Rotpunkt and Pronorm, was actually the openness is purely for practical reasons. So they've got a panel basically inbuilt into the back of the kitchen wall and into which a modular system plugs in. So there's hooks, there's box shelves, there's normal shelves, different things that you can shift around depending on how you use your kitchen, hang your spatulas on there, put your herbs on the shelves, and it's much more feeding into what Elspeth said, the more professional style kitchen of having everything close to hand and being able to really adapt it to how you use the kitchen.
They look really attractive as well, don't they, because they're all open and it's not all closed away.
Yeah, and
there's a lot of open shelving going on there.
Shelving, but practical open shelving, so rather than decorative. Yeah. I think that's a really interesting interpretation of that trend.
One of the standout products that I've seen actually was on the AEG stand. So responding to this sort of growth in matte finishes in kitchen furniture, they've actually launched the matte black range of appliances exclusively for their premier partners, which is fantastic because it gives their retailers that edge over the competition as well.
Yeah. Anything else on your list?
Well, Virtual Worlds was a standout, but she beat me to it. So
you have male hands.
No, I had female hands.
Have you seen the Marazzi kitchen?
Oh, not yet.
I haven't been there yet.
It's a huge, great big cantilever. But the whole thing is wedged like a big slice of cheese.
Oh.
And it just looks spectacular. There's a bit, the sort of very point of the thing, if I sat on it, I would almost certainly break it. But that actually applies to most things I sit on. But it's a spectacular looking thing. Yeah. And if you're looking for anything that has the wow factor,
yeah,
it's probably that. Equally, out on the concourse, you'll see the Natufia hydroponics system. A lot of people have seen this when you went in. But it's effectively a kitchen appliance that grows herbs inside it. It looks like an enormous wine cooler.
Oh, wow. That's space age.
But it has a computer-controlled environment inside of it. And you effectively, a bit like a coffee pod, you put the pod in, coriander, whatever, basil, yeah, whatever it is, and you tell the computer what you're growing, and it just takes care of it for you. It waters it.
Oh, that's amazing.
What's this, yeah, to do with
that
NASA?
That is the wow factor.
It is a wow factor. I'm sitting here with my mouth, yeah, open. That sounds really interesting.
No, that does sound interesting.
It'll cost you 12 grand, mind.
No, that's fine.
But you'd spend that on a Sub-Zero fridge or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right, but here's my favourite bit. You ready?
Yeah.
It plays music to the plants inside
yes!
it.
Yes! What do they like? What are they? What's their playlist?
Steps. No? Steps. Oh, no, that's just mine.
Supremes today.
Okay.
It plays music to them because, and this is what the guy said. They're from Estonia. Amazing.
Yes.
He wants to keep the plants happy.
Oh,
has he been talking to Prince Charles? Or
I think hydroponics is going to be a real thing. It's a catch-all term for basically growing things in your kitchen.
Yeah.
But growing your own herbs, growing your own things to eat, is not new, of course. But this requires no gardening at all.
Urban living thing, isn't it?
Does it for you? Yeah. It's amazing.
Does that come under the biophilic design trend as well?
The more greenery in the kitchen and greenery in the bathroom is going to become massive. And if you grow it yourself, lettuce, I mean, there's everything in there.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. Oh. Not clearly, look at me, I don't eat many vegetables. But if you could grow your own,
perfect.
You
might. I think you would then, because you'd be so proud of yourself.
But it also, with the biophilic design, it's all part of that whole wellness feeling as well, isn't it? That natural world sort of makes you feel much calmer and just makes you feel much better, which is a massive area.
Well, there's a lot of green finishes now, which is, for me, it's a nice relief from dark blue and charcoal grey. So there's a lot of sagey green finishes out there at the minute.
But from a business perspective, what it does is it ties you in. You're effectively subscribed to it, so you would get the pods. So you don't just buy the appliance and then forget about you. They send you the pods every month to grow.
So you can try different things. That's really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, and if it could brew your beer for you, you'd be as happy as Larry, wouldn't you?
Yeah, just have to lower the tone.
Right, let's talk the wow factor. Because actually, you see, this is a timeline point about what exactly the wow factor is. And, Linz, I want to start with you, because you edit KBB, which is our consumer magazine, of course. And this comes up again and again and again and again. What do people want when they want a kitchen or a bathroom? They want
wow factor.
That's it.
What is wow factor?
Exactly.
That's what you're here to tell us. So over to you.
when you talk to those consumers or those people that have those projects, what do you think they mean?
I think everybody means something different. And I will admit that I'm guilty of, you know, obviously a lot of people tell me about their kitchens and bathrooms, whether that's, you know, some people I meet at meetings who are in the industry but are doing their own bathrooms or kitchens, as well as homeowners we feature in the magazine. And you get into a conversation about them and they say, oh, I've been renovating my home. Oh, great, what have you been doing? And, you know, they start telling you the story and then they say, oh, but I've installed, you know, white gloss kitchen, white matte kitchen, blue kitchen. From my perspective, I've already seen that. The trends are moving much more quicker now and we're on to the greens, as we say. But to them, that is their wow. You know, they are doing their kitchen or their bathroom, they're investing a lot of money. And for them, even though I've heard it before, for them, they're in that moment and they're very personally involved and feel really strongly about that is my wow. I think it means something different to everybody.
So do you think it's more of a feeling
than
a visual? So when they're saying wow kitchen, they're not meaning they've put a bright pink splashback up. They walk in and they feel something.
I think sometimes it's a feeling, you know, especially in the bathroom, people want to feel relaxed and zen and, you know, have a bit of calm.
Yeah.
you know, in the cloakroom, they might want that wow factor with a really bright wallpaper.
So they're meaning in your face,
sanitary
that?
Wear. Yeah. Yeah, some people want their guests to walk into their kitchen and think,
I was going to say.
So sometimes the wow factor is, you know, by
a reaction.
Proxy.
Yeah.
Well, Bex, do you think, because we see this in showrooms a lot, don't we? Where is something that has the wow factor is an extreme version that they will then step backwards from? Or is it something that they personally want to have themselves?
I think it's the personal aspect to it, because I think that's when a design is successful. You know, it's when a retailer has answered the brief perfectly, and whether that is a white gloss kitchen, you know, to us that might not have the wow factor, but if it meets the criteria that individual client has asked for, then that has created the wow factor for them. So I think it's a personal experience.
Right, which brings me on to this.
Uh-huh.
So
we haven't rehearsed this.
No,
clearly.
So is the wow factor about exceptional things, or is it about simply meeting the expectations and the needs and the wants of the client? Right, so this is my next bit here. Every episode that we do together of the podcast, we do something called Survey of the Week, which is we go through some statistics, right? Now, it normally has a jingle.
We don't have the jingle today,
so we're going to do it live, everybody.
Survey of the Week.
KBB special.
Sorry, everyone.
I asked our good friends at Trend Monitor, who are a market research company, about what consumers are really looking for in their perfect kitchen or bathroom, right? Because obviously that's what meets their wow factor. This is where our limited audience are going to join in, okay? Because we're going to play a game of higher or lower. It's a bit like play your cards, right, okay? So our editors here are going to pick a number, and then the audience are going to decide whether the actual answer is higher or lower, okay?
And we're not very good at this. We're not very good at this.
All right.
Not very good at
So here pressure. We go. Here's number one. Kitchen question first.
Okay. Yeah?
What percentage of consumers said that the space and size was the favourite thing about their kitchen?
Oh, 30%.
Yeah, I think quite low.
22.
20.
Oh.
So what
22%.
Is that an agreement?
Between 20 and 30,
yeah.
That's not
okay,
a guess.
Well, then 25.
Okay.
25, okay. Yeah. So, audience, do we think it's higher or lower than 25?
We'll
go for higher. Higher.
Ooh.
It's 19%.
Oh!
High five, ladies.
In other words, nothing to do with design necessarily. It's literally about just how big your kitchen is.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just about the size of the room. Okay, question two, bathrooms.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Concentrating.
Okay, when asked what was important in a bathroom, what percentage said functionality alone?
Oh,
very low. I think people want it to look good, don't they?
Oh, no,
really?
I don't know. It's all about the experience in the bathroom. You know, if you're buying... Particularly when it comes to sort of like the shower, that's all about.
Alone, don't they also want it to look good?
Would you say something like 65-70%? Because you know functionality, that's storage, and think how many people really want storage.
I'd
agree.
65. Or should we go 70?
I was going to say 20.
Let's go 70. Let's go 70.
But we'll go with them.
Okay, 70%. You say audience, how lower than 70%?
Oh.
Lower it. You were right to go lower. It's 54%.
Oh.
Still.
Right? That's still over half.
Yeah.
Over half of people just want it to work properly.
I expect that to rise as people become, you know, more educated about the functionality of bathroom and how that makes it more relaxing if you have all your bottles and everything stored away.
But doesn't it show about the level of expectation, though?
Yeah.
You know, anything above, it works fine.
Then it's wow.
It's whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, question three. What percentage
thank you.
What percentage of consumers said they were happy or very happy with their current kitchen?
Oh, low. I think everybody always wants more because they look at these consumer magazines and get envy.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll tell you what this question is. How long does the wow factor last for? So how many said they were happy or very happy with their current
actually,
kitchen?
Actually, yeah, for nowadays...
So it's not their new design.
With Pinterest and things, I think it does.
30%.
25.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's the mid-ground of that?
I don't know.
We do words, not maths.
28?
I said 30.
28?
28%.
I got 28%. Higher or lower, audience?
That's quite low, I would say.
Lower? It's 60%.
Oh,
really?
Right. Okay.
60% of consumers.
Wow. So 60% are happy with how their kitchen looks.
Okay. So basically everybody in this entire exhibition centre is dealing with the other 40%.
Yeah. I find that really surprising because, really, you know, with like the growth in social media and obviously magazines like KBB, everybody just seems, there's so many new things happening and it's evolving so often
now. These massive wish lists as well, don't they? Yeah. I want this because my kitchen's failing. Well, clearly. Wow.
Right, okay.
Well, we're operating in the
bathrooms. What do we know? Yeah. What percentage of consumers said more storage was the most important thing they wanted?
90%.
I think it's lower because I don't think they really understand.
What? Have you read KBB?
I don't think it's... No, I think it's lower.
Oh. You really should. It's very good.
Tell me to go higher. I was going to say... What did you say, 90?
People.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's going to be really
I was going to say 70%. Okay. But what? We're clearly what do I know?
It might be that math. So you're going for 80%.
80%, yeah.
Okay, higher or lower audience? It's 48%.
No!
You know what? I said I don't think consumers really know what's.
But you didn't say 48%.
No, I didn't. So. Because they
sorry,
made me go higher.
That
was pressure from the audience. Thanks.
Yeah, but that's the thing that you think would be the most obvious is less than half of them actually.
Yeah. Stunned by that.
But that completely contradicts people looking for functionality, I think.
Yeah.
So it just shows. Okay. Question. There's only six questions, by the way. So
okay.
Don't panic.
What are we on five?
We're on five.
Right.
What percentage of householders don't like anything about their kitchen?
Oh, well, obviously quite low, seeing as they love their kitchen. And yet,
12.
No, it's going to be 12%.
So
it was 48% that were
wanted something better for their kitchen before, 40%. So who hate, how many of that hate their kitchen?
20%?
No, I think it's lower.
Okay.
12%.
12%, okay.
Oh, no.
Audience? How many people don't like anything about their kitchen? Higher or lower than 12?
Higher.
Well, you're going lower, sir.
Oh.
Because you were right to go lower. It's 9%.
9%.
Well, that was nearly on the nose, though.
It was.
That's fair enough, you know.
9%. But the point is, they're the people that... What's the wow factor for them? It's just anything else.
Yeah.
Anything other than what they've already got. Yeah. It's like, I don't care. For God's sake, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay, final question. Bathrooms, what percentage said a well-known brand was the least important aspect of their new bathroom?
Okay, because I'd say in bathrooms, probably quite
well-known brands that
they would say it
was. So here's the question really is, does brand and name recognition form part of the wow factor?
They're going to hate
me. More so
because I think in the bathroom it doesn't have any effect.
I think for appliances,
so very
that's
low.
Where it's really strong.
Yeah.
Bathrooms,
so
probably not.
Should we say 15%?
15%.
Okay. What percentage said a well-known brand was the least important aspect of their new bathroom? I'm going to look to the audience here.
Oh, hang on.
Least
important?
Did you say 19?
No, hang on. Did you say least important was the question?
Yeah.
So it's the opposite. So it's got to be 85%.
Oh, yes. I think it's the least important. Yeah, high percentage think it's the least important.
So I'm looking over at the people from the well-known brands here. Do we think it's higher or lower than 90%?
85.
About right. It's 58%.
Oh, well, that's
quite
reassuring.
So look, the whole point of these questions is what do they really look for? What do they actually want? The idea that they want this incredibly wow thing that would leap off the pages of magazines, actually, their expectations are much lower than that.
But don't you think wow is also a slightly different thing from that? Because they're wanting the lovely new kitchen, they're wanting the lovely new bathroom, but then this wow thing is an extra ingredient on top.
Yeah.
That when they say wow, because if you read briefs, we've just been judges on the Kitchen and Bathroom Design Awards, and a lot of the people came in and said, my brief was to include lots of storage, make it family friendly, and the wow factor. So it's that kind of extra thing as well that I don't know what that wow factor is.
It's a je ne sais quoi almost.
It's a je ne sais quoi.
We basically have completely failed to define what the wow factor is here, of course, right? Which is kind of the point.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
However, I did promise that we would try and come up with some way to measure it.
Okay.
So, I did what any sane expert in this area would do. I Googled it. So we want to see what broad characteristics can be applied to it, right? So I've completely stolen this from somebody, and I don't really know who it's from, so apologies to those who I can't credit here. But it's basically a list of measures for the impact of something that you are purchasing. And I think when I read through these, I thought, this is perfect for what the wow factor is.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through them. There's 10 of them.
Yep.
In reverse order here, right? And we'll see what you think of these. So this is how do you classify the wow factor on any given design project? Okay.
Yep.
So here's number 10. If you own it, you will not replace it.
Well,
I don't think that's
is.
True, because no. I think a lot of people had that feature wallpaper as a big old wow, and I bet that's all being ripped off the walls now.
But fundamentally, if you are investing an awful lot of money in something that you want a wow factor from, you're going to stick with it once you've got it.
I think people will be less inclined to do the wow statement thing with things like their cabinetry, their appliances, you know, their bathroom, like the fixtures and fittings, which are the big investment pieces. They're much more likely to do it with their tiles or their tap even.
And those are replaceable,
worktop,
aren't they?
Maybe not, but, you know, like the decorative items.
But with, which is why it's so interesting in terms of sort of the tap finishes now that are available. It's relatively easy, quick change, but you can get a bit of personality in there, and you can change, keep up with
you
more of the trends that are happening.
I was on Franca before, and they told me that 40% of their taps now are alternative finishes, not stainless steel or chrome, which I thought was quite large, actually.
Yep. But isn't the whole point that once you've made your decision, that is your choice, and you will stick with it?
Yeah, but
years.
I think, you know, especially if you're interested in the home design, and I think more and more people are, you want to just keep up with those little trends. You might want, you know, a matte black something or a maximalist cushion or, you know, a tile.
Metallics.
Or just changing up the grout or something like that.
So are we agreeing that one?
No, we don't agree with that.
No, we don't agree, no.
I think wow is transient, is what I'm going to say there.
But equally, I've got the list and the pen, so...
So you're just going to tick it anyway.
So I'm ticking it anyway. Okay, number 9. Acquiring it, either new or pre-owned, feels the same.
Oh, no. I think people now love salvage, and they love reclaimed, and they love the story that it tells.
Oh.
And
but does it have the same impact,
not, though? Isn't that I wasn't sure about I'd want that
I
in my kitchen.
People, even if it's a dresser, you know, for your larder or for your crockery and cutlery and stuff like that in the kitchen, we see on KBB more homeowners bringing, you know, eBay finds, Gumtree finds, salvage materials, and sometimes linking it back to the era of the property. And that for them is their wow, because it's like when they have people round, you know, when they have us around for their shoots or their interview, they're like, oh yeah, I've got a story about that.
Yeah.
And
oh, actually,
that is the wow for them.
Yeah, because, I think that's very true. Okay. We've just done a piece about mid-century.
You've taught me around.
So that's a yes.
Yes. We'll let that one go.
Okay. Number 8. Can be repaired for all time. That no matter what happens, you can repair it and stick with it, and it'll be restored to.
I think that's important in terms of sort of appliances.
Yeah, but
and
not
things,
wow,
isn't it?
Is it? I don't think that would make me think wow that now I can get this fixed and patched up forever and ever and ever.
I think people want like long warranties, you know, as standard, and they want that security.
But that's not
we,
wow.
Are
is
we
it?
Going off the subject?
I think. What have you downloaded? I don't think this is.
If you want to do another hour on warranties, then you can do it on your own. Right. Well, so that's a no or a yes?
That's a no.
No.
Tick.
What do we know, clearly?
Okay. It's rewarding to touch. It feels valuable and durable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's massive. Wow.
I think
lot of tactile and touch. Yeah, absolutely. I think you just see people going around.
Ticking?
Yeah, you can tick.
Tick. Okay, number 6. It has a desirable manufacturing provenance, supported by an integrity and authenticity of development.
I think that's key as well, you know, and that's kind of a massive selling point for a lot of the brands here. You know, it's the heritage, it's the story that the brand has to tell. So I think that's...
Narrative. It's about having a narrative behind
the exactly. story.
So that you can tell your visitors and stuff what the story is.
Yeah.
For Elspeth, I think the higher up the market that you go and you deal with a lot of kind of really high-end residential projects, I think that becomes more and more important.
Oh, it really does. I think having... I spoke to someone recently, actually, a product designer, and I said, how do you define luxury? And he said it used to be by what the material was, but now it's about how much hand hours and backstory has gone into it. It is the heritage, so I think you're right. There's quite a...
Right. Yeah. Tick. Number 5, the ergonomics bring pleasure.
What?
What was this? We're going on to tenuous ground here.
Don't blame me. Blame the Google.
I don't know. I think that would be if it was relevant in the bathroom.
That's a slightly poncy way of saying it's fun to use it. You're enjoying the interaction with the space.
I suppose you could. then that's very key in kitchens and bathrooms,
it is.
Isn't it? Yes.
It
well, I'm agreeing with you.
Do you think people want a kitchen or bathroom that's fun to use?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, in terms of sort of appliances and, you know, the functionality of things, I think
certain
that's
parts
quite
of the
interesting.
That shouldn't be fun.
Okay, we don't want to get
we
back into
we've
that.
Done
again,
that so we've done that survey, that went very dodgy.
Very embarrassing.
If you're having fun doing that, then you need to get out more.
Move on.
With the cleaning, are we back to the cleaning?
Yeah.
Number 4, it's not fashionable, but it is still relevant and more desirable with age.
No,
longevity.
I really don't agree with that, because I think a lot of when people are saying, well, they are mini, it's wanting to be fashionable because they've seen it in a magazine, they've seen it on the telly, they want their friends to come in and kind of go,
wow.
See?
Yeah. I should be a journalist. They want their friends to come in and say wow because they've got the latest thing. So I don't think, on the whole, someone's going to come in and say wow because they've got a 10-year-old something sitting there.
How much of it do you think is people want the wow for themselves, and how much is it for really, they want to keep up with the Joneses?
I think there's two
wows. I think
wows.
It's two different
things. Wow for yourself, and yeah. You want your neighbours to come in and be impressed by it.
Yeah, but if you've got one of those blue kitchens that everyone's doing at the moment, they're still going to be there in 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's whether or not in 10 years' time it is still a space that you
enjoy. But therefore, is it wow initially? And would there be a graph of, as something gets older, that the wow depreciates with it, and once the wow's gone, that's when they buy a new one?
Not if Mr. Jones is seeing it for the first time, even if it's 10 years old.
And also, that's you're true. Investing for, you know, you're not just investing in a kitchen for a year. You know, you want it to look and feel great. Yeah. 10-15 years down the line. So actually,
maybe the wow will, over time, will come through the extra things you add in,
the changes you make,
you know, the new tea, coffee,
and also
jars,
I suppose if you move into a new house and it's an old kitchen but it's such a better kitchen than yours, or bathroom, then you wow all over again.
Alright, we're in the top three now. Top three, okay?
Interesting.
Yes,
it is an appreciating asset. It gets more valuable with age.
That's
I think the average consumer, you know, they do it for them.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think they're necessarily, if they're going to flip the house, then but I think if they're building a forever home for them and their family, it's very personal, and I don't think they're interested in the value of it per se.
Tick. And number two, it provides its function beyond expectation.
That could be wow, couldn't it?
That's the definition of it, isn't it?
I think because we're in this industry, and therefore we see these products all the time, we get very used to things. But a friend of mine's just done her kitchen and has got a boiling water tap, and she's showing
everything about the boiling water tap.
And I was kind of like, seen it in a really dissy way, but so excited about it, and it really works. And she said, no, you can actually make a cup of tea. I know. But I think you're absolutely right. The functionality of that is so exciting, and everybody who is not familiar with that product is being wowed.
You can still get
it.
That with soft closed drawers.
Yes.
Soft closed.
To be honest, I still think that's quite wow.
You still think that's
quite wow. I do like that. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Experiencing or using it feels like a privilege.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I think that could be.
That's definitely the one. That is.
What to say about that.
Right, so what we've got there is 10. So if you do a project, you should be able to look at those 10 and mark your own project against those.
So remind me, what was number 10 and what was number 1?
If you own it, you will not replace it, was number 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And number 1 was experiencing or using it feels like a privilege.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it all makes much more sense now that we've had the whole list, and actually I think that does summarise
it.
Summarise.
So can we safely say that we've solved it then?
We've solved it.
Yes, well done.
And I think it proves it's
Google.
Really personal.
No, well, technically, Google's part in this was limited.
Okay.
Because I read it out loud.
Fair enough.
So,
well done, Andy.
Yeah, thanks.
Well done.
So that's us officially. We've sorted it then. We've defined the wow factor, and now no one ever needs to doubt us again. On that bombshell, we're going to end it. So thank you very much to the three of you now. We'll see everyone again tomorrow at this very small space, because you'll be the host of the next...
I am. I'm hosting a piece tomorrow about charging fees for design, which is a topic that's discussed round in circles, and there doesn't seem to be any hard and fast attitude to it. Some people do charge, some people don't. So hopefully we'll get a really nice dialogue going there as to why you should or why you shouldn't.
Brilliant. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.